Blog Talk Radio.
Of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, and the producer. I'm William Ramo. What's going on, man?
Oh, hey, what's going on? Oh. Sorry about that.
Good. I see you're still distraught about the U.S. loss.
Oh, I don't even care. I was just thinking something. I mean, I'm not a really big hockey fan, but today's game was exciting.
Yeah, it was. I guess we'll touch a little bit on that also. The U.S. team just lost to Canada 3-2 a couple of, let's say about 5 minutes ago.
Last minute. It was a last minute shot by Crosby, I think.
Yeah, it was. And, we'll delve a little bit about that, you know. Talk a little baseball, you know, the spring training. Not much really going on with that, but we'll touch on that also. Talk a little pro wrestling. And we'll even do like we said, the sports is, this show is sports, entertainment, and everything else. So, yeah, we're going to delve into the anything else. The producer and our co-host here, Mac, they're gonna face off in a whistling competition.
Whistling duel.
A whistling duel.
Yeah.
So check that out too. And of course, the phone lines are open to you know, like we said, sports entertainment and everything else. So if you want to call in and switch topics, talk about anything else that you want to get off your chest or something, you know, you want to talk about, feel free to call the show. So I guess we'll jump right into the hockey thing. Spend a couple of minutes on that.
That's the only thing going on right now on TV.
Yeah, the Olympics. Today is the last day. The closing ceremonies are later tonight.
Yep. This is the last game of the Winter Olympics.
Yep. And I'm usually pumped up for the Olympics, but I'm more of a Summer Olympics, you know, kind of guy, you know?
Yeah.
Other than this game, I mean, there hasn't been really anything that really, you know, interests me, you know, in the Winter Olympics. I mean, sure, you know, you have Lindsey Vonn, you know, for obvious.
Oh, reasons. Yeah, Lindsey Vonn.
And, you know, other, you know, competitions and stuff like that. Unfortunately, the death of that Georgian sweater. Bob, what kind of sweater is that? I forgot. But, you know, he died before, like, the opening, the tryout. I think opening day. You know, other than that, you know, and, you know, Shauna White, he won the Olympic gold. Shawnee Davis, he won the Olympic gold a couple of years ago. And, yeah, and he won bronze this year.
Yep.
I mean, there's been some interesting story, but I'm more of a Summer Olympic guy.
Oh, by the way, there's a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
We got a phantom caller back in our BCR days.
There's someone calling, but I don't know why they aren't talking. Hello?
It's, you know, callers, I guess, you know, they're a little anxious, I suppose.
Okay. Caller, one more time.
Feel free to call back again. You're trying to get on the line.
Yeah, I know the caller can hear us. Maybe the caller doesn't want to talk.
I guess so.
Not even
I guess the caller loves hearing us talk, I suppose.
Yeah.
Feel free, anybody, you know, call again.
Yeah.
Well, well, now I'm kind of tongue-tied right here.
You're talking about the Winter Olympics, and, you know, you don't really like it. You prefer the Summer Olympics instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, you know, the basketball, the track and field,
swimming,
you know, the pole vaulting, running, you know, all those, you know, the typical Summer Olympic events. I mean, you know, there are some, you know, interesting ones in this winter one, but like I said, I'm a summer guy. Summer
and in the summertime, you have more, like, you have more time to watch these games.
Yeah.
So these Winter Olympics, you know, you don't have that much time. You have to go to work. You have to do other things, you know. But in summer, you're free to watch it.
Yep. Yeah, my you know, probably the same. You have probably the same experience as me, you know. My early, you know, Summer Olympic memory is the 92 Olympics, you know, with the Dream Team, you know, with Ewing and Jordan and all those great players, Magic.
Yeah, I remember that. But although I was, how old was I, like 9, 8 years old?
Right. Yeah, that's, we were like, this was like, who was it, 92?
Yeah, 92, yeah, the Dream Team.
Yeah, we were like 9, yeah. And then they won again in 96. I believe they won in 2000 also, but there was no, I don't believe there was any Nick representation in the 2000 team. I didn't really, you know. I wasn't really following that team as much as the 92-96 team.
Yeah. And the team that won last year, well, not last year, 2 years ago, right?
Right, yeah, the Redeem team.
Yeah, the Redeem team.
Well, hopefully, potential future Knicks from this summer, you know, LeBron, Carmelo,
Bosh,
you know, Dwayne Wade. They lived up to the Dream Team moniker, became the Redeem Team after the team led by Marbury and Larry Brown and Iverson, you know, pretty much led to a bronze medal.
Yeah, you know that team wouldn't lose. I mean, they had so many superstars in it.
Yep.
So they had to win.
Yep. But they choked.
They didn't choke, you mean?
No, I'm talking about the 2014.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still talking about last year.
No. The Redeem Team, you know, they lived up to, like I said, they lived up to, the, you know, to their name.
Yeah, they couldn't have, you know, they were unstoppable.
Yeah, that was the difference between the 04 team and, you know, the 08 team. The superstars, you know, they actually wanted to play.
Yeah.
Unlike 04, they, you know, the American players, you know, they felt, hey, we've always dominated we've always dominated the sports. I mean, the sport originated in Springfield, Illinois. That's our game. So, you know, we dominated, and the superstar players felt they didn't have to, you know, they didn't have to compete.
And there was some scrubs on that 04 team, too.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem because, that's what I'm alluding to because pretty much most of the superstar players were like, hey, you know, we're going to win we're going to win the gold anyway. I don't need to waste my time to, you know, bother going. You know, they pretty much didn't give the Olympics that much importance.
Yeah, man.
That's
why
we lost.
Teams like Puerto Rico, you know, that team was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
That 04 team.
Yep.
Yeah,
some of those players in Iverson and Marbury, you know.
Oh, definitely. Marbury, yeah.
Yeah, Marbury is the poster child right there. Yeah, I believe he scored a career-high 31 points in that in one of the games, but that really doesn't matter.
Yeah, now they should just put the superstars, the big-time superstars, every 4 years on the Olympic team.
Yeah, but they did that in 04 too, but the problem is the superstar players didn't care.
Yeah, but they didn't have a LeBron. Kobe wasn't on the 04 team, I don't think.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's my point. So
yeah, you need to put like big name superstars.
They did. They asked the superstar players to come, but the superstar players didn't care. That's why
I remember. Right.
And then that's why you know, that's why we got our butt kicks. And then you know, once the American team got humble pie by winning the bronze medal, that's when the superstar players started you know, caring. Carmelo was, of course, on the 04 team, but he was benched. Larry Brown, you know, Larry Brown has a history of, you know, not playing, you know, young guys and just playing veterans. And Carmelo definitely had a chance to redeem himself, actually, you know, playing, you know, and being in the starting lineup for the Olympic team. So he definitely got his redemption there.
And I can't understand how guys could pass up a gold medal.
I don't know.
That's stupid. If my country asked me to play in the Olympics for a gold medal, I would play.
Well, yeah, of course, I would too.
I bet you if it was the porn Olympics, they wouldn't pass that out. Pass that up.
Probably wouldn't.
True.
But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, memorable, you know, moments in the Olympics, you know, whether it's the winter, the summer. And it's officially over tonight.
Yeah, the closing ceremony is like 3 hours long.
Yep. Well, what time is it going to start? 7:30?
I think it starts at 8 o'clock and it finishes. Well, actually, no, it starts at 7. It ends at 10:30.
So it ends right after, it starts right after our show ends.
Yeah. And So they won't, after today, they won't be any Winter Olympics until 2014.
Yep. Or 2012 with the Summer Olympics.
Yep.
Hopefully there'll be some current Knicks on the Summer Olympics if everything breaks right in this NBA free agency.
Yeah, maybe LeBron and David Lee.
Yep.
Maybe.
And yesterday, of course, you know, the Knicks lost 120 to 109, I should say.
What else?
Yeah, I almost made the game closer than it was. I almost said 120, 119, when it was actually 120, 109.
And Knicks suck.
Yep, there's no way to put it. The buzz that they had from the McGrady trade, it pretty fizzled out with McGrady being hurt.
McGrady has been a bust so far.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the main reason why we got him is, you know, because of his contract, his $23 million is coming off the cap.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We don't really need him after this season anyway.
Yeah, but right now they look like they're going to, you know, they're going to sign him, you know, to, you know, a veteran minimum, because he's willing to take that.
He's willing.
Yeah. If we get two superstar players, and, you know, McGrady, who should be 100%, you know, for next year. And he's playing to knee injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if he stays healthy and we're able to go LeBron James or Carmelo or Wade, or even in a weird scenario, all three, if they're willing to split the money, which I strongly doubt, you know?
Yeah. And yesterday you were telling me that since McGrady has come to the team, the ticket prices have gone up, which I find hard to believe because, I mean, McGrady, he's still a big name,
yeah,
guy, a big name basketball player, but I mean, he's not the same Tracy McGrady from 5 years ago.
Well, yeah, or even 2 years ago, because he's been battling through injuries.
Yeah,
but, you know, when this guy is healthy, man, he's one of the best players in the game. But he hasn't been healthy these past 2 years.
I don't think the guy will ever be the same.
Yeah, you never know. If he has to be healthy for us to, you know, see.
Man, we've gotten guys like this before. Remember Penny Hardaway?
Oh, yeah.
Who else can
his
I think of?
His former teammate.
Ben Baker.
Right.
Antonio McDice. We've gotten guys like these before, and they turn up to be nothing for us.
Mm-hmm.
So
hey,
I've seen
true.
It before.
That's true. I mean, McGrady, he's like, I think 29. He's going to turn 30 soon. So,
he gets injured.
Well, yeah, that's true. And another knock on him is that none of his teams get out of the first round in his career.
Yeah.
So that's another knock on him. But if Knicks are successful in this free agent signing this year, come July 1st of this year, you know, we have a good shot if we, you know, if we could lure some of these superstar players to come over here.
Yeah. But we always get guys when they're on the decline, man. Brady, he's on the decline right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, but, you know, the guy's healthy, you know. He looks like he might, but I know it's too early to tell, but if this guy come back healthy, he might have another 5 good years in him left.
Maybe.
Maybe, but that's a reach right now because he has to try to stay healthy for the rest of the year, but he's already hurt. He's playing probably at 60 or 70%
yeah.
of his health. And yesterday he got out of the game early second half and never returned, so... he's definitely still a health concern.
How much points did he have yesterday?
Last time I checked, it was 6. But I don't know if he scored a little bit more. But last time I checked, it was 6.
And only
so
6
might,
points.
It might have just been 6.
And 19...
he was limping and didn't play the rest of the game, so most likely only had six.
Oh.
I think the other game, what was it? Which game was that? He had like 22 points. I think that was the game before that Friday when they finally won in overtime.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. The, it was against the Wizards, I think. Wait, let me think. Yesterday was Grizzlies.
David Lee made the winning basket, right?
Right, David Lee made the when David Lee made the winning basket.
Oh, right. He could have made probably 21 in that game, maybe.
Yeah, he had like at least 22 points in the game we won.
Yeah.
First one he had as a Knick. Fortunately, remember his debut as a Knick last Saturday, and they lost in overtime.
Yeah, and he had 25 in that one, I think.
Yeah, Knicks are now 2-5 in overtime games. Well, the Wizards are now 0-5.
Well, look at their roster. I mean, they lost Arenas for the season. They traded away Antoine Jameson and Butler.
They traded him away also.
Yeah. Right now, they don't really have anybody right now.
Yeah, they really don't. Probably, let me see. Mike Miller's on the Grizzlies.
I believe.
Yeah, I'm right now starting to act. Those teams are kind of, I know that one is in the East and one is in the West, but I don't know. I'm getting these last two games kind of confused a bit. But
Grizzlies, we played. Didn't we play them a couple of days ago, a few days ago?
Which one, Grizzlies?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played them yesterday.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, don't it seem like it was a couple of days ago?
Yeah, you're right.
They keep losing and losing. I mean, they lead the team by double digits, and then afterwards in the fourth quarter, you know, they with like maybe 5 minutes to go, they blow the lead, and then afterwards the other team goes on a run, takes the lead, and afterwards the next they cut it to like 3 or 1, even as split to 1 point. And afterwards, they can never get that last shot to, you know, take the lead and potentially win the game.
This is why, you know, you told me to, like, buy Knick tickets from Dwayne Reed. Man, I'm not buying nothing. Yeah, Dwayne Reed was giving a discount on Knick tickets.
Yeah. Producer told me about that.
I'll buy Knicks tickets when LeBron comes here.
LeBron, he'll come here. July 1st.
Well, if we at least get Joe Johnson and Bosch, I'll buy Knicks tickets.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Chris Bosch, now that you remind me, I read an article a couple of days ago that he said that he said maybe it's him being delusional, but he doesn't want to be a sidekick to anybody. He feels like he's a player that teams could build around.
What?
Yeah, he actually said that.
He's not a psychic to anybody? Well, then...
No, he said he don't want to be a psychic to anybody, and that he's the type of player... He's like, he's a franchise player. He's the type of player you should build your team around instead of him being the number two guy.
Man, he better shut up.
For real. If he wants to win the championship, he needs to fall back and sign with whatever team is willing to... sign him, whether to be paired up with Dwayne Wade or Bosch. I mean, with LeBron James.
If he doesn't require, we're going to get Amari Stoudemire then.
Or re-sign Lee.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely want Lee instead of Bosch any day.
Yeah, even though Bosch seems, you know, he's more of an all-star. He's, you know, probably a better shot blocker. But other than that, you're getting pretty much similar numbers, you know, from both guys.
I think Lee gets a double-double every night.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Double-double machine.
Yeah, he is. And Lee improved on his jumper.
Yeah. I think he's going to get better as he ages.
Yeah, he does. He really does. He just needs to work on his defense. But then again, everybody on this team pretty much needs to work on their defense.
Oh yeah.
But I hope, you know, he's a keeper. The organization loves him. The fans love him. Hopefully, and he loves the organization. So hopefully, they can you know, lock this guy up.
Yeah, if Bosch doesn't want to come here, then get, you know, sign Lee.
Yeah, I mean, in any scenario, I hope they sign Lee. And hopefully sign him and put him in his natural position as the power forward.
Right, yeah.
And get a legit center.
So what center is out there right now?
The only center I could think of, I mean, Jermaine O'Neal, he's washed up. Shaq, I mean, he's washed up too. I mean, there's not really that much of a center really out there. But, I mean, if LeBron did come over here and he said he wants to, you know, bring Shaq over here for a year, I'd be willing to sign him. He could,
no,
you know, provide leadership.
Shaq over here? Come on, man.
For a year? I wouldn't mind taking him for a year.
Shaq's too old.
He is old, but he's better than everybody else we got.
That's true,
I agree with you. I mean, I'm not a fan of Shaq. I mean, he's a great player, but I mean, you know, when I see Shaq, I think of his Laker days. I don't even think of him as a Magic, or even though he saw his career as a Magic. I see him as a Laker, you know, and I, you know, as a Knicks fan.
I just think Shaq is getting too old.
Pacers and Lakers are like the top three teams I hate, that, you know, in the NBA. So
I don't know about Shaq, getting Shaq over here.
I'd take him for a year if he's the one that mentoring the, you know, young guys.
Maybe.
Well, there's another knock other than his age. He's literally one of the worst free throw shooters of all time.
Oh yeah. Yep.
That's another knock. Yeah. He's like, I think he improved to 60% career-wise.
Wow.
Yeah, man, he's not Ben Wallace bad. Ben Wallace is literally the worst.
Oh, yeah, that
shooter of all time.
All time, yeah.
Yeah, Ben Wallace is like a 39% free throw shooter.
I don't know how these guys, they're so tall and yet they can't shoot free throws.
I don't know, man. It must be the pressure of, you know, trying to, you know, make a shot, because, you know, when you shoot free throws, it's most likely in a pressure situation, you know, to try to tie or, you know, cut into a lead, or, you know, try to take, you know, add insurance to the lead. But there's a lot of pressure.
You gotta do is concentrate and make the damn shot.
Yeah, but it's not that easy, you know, having a bunch of people. Like, if you're the home team, people are cheering, you know, or if, you know, you're, especially if you're, you know, away, you know, you're the away team and you're trying to make a free throw and people are booing you and all, or, you know, and all these stuff. I mean, if you're a great free throw shooter, it's not going to really affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you got the, you know, you can handle the pressure. You're going to be in the zone. You're not going to, you know, really notice the people, you know, hearing, you know, sharing. I would assume, I mean, I never, you know, of course, I never played in the NBA, but I would assume if you're a great free throw shooter, you block out all the distractions and just shoot and follow through and, you know, make the free throw.
Man, I could shoot a free throw with my eyes closed. I don't know how these guys can't miss and can't shoot free throws. I don't get it.
I'm pretty sure with your eyes closed, you'd be a lot better than Travis Best was. Or should I say Travis Knight?
Yeah,
that guy.
He stunk too.
Yeah, he's another guy who's one of the worst of all time.
But look at Shaq. Shaq is like, he's like at eye level to the rim, and he can't even make the shot. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's weird. A guy like that, him, he's always, you know, fouling, you know, drawing fouls. I mean,
and if these players want to, they could jump at the free throw line. They could make a jump shot from free throw line.
What was that?
If these players want to, they could jump at the free throw line. Seriously, there's no rule preventing you from not jumping at the free throw line.
What do you mean, like, you mean jump and shoot?
Yeah.
I'm, I guess so.
There's no rule preventing you from doing that. I don't know why more of these players don't do that.
I don't know. I would assume there is. There has to be one because everybody, you know, pretty much bend their knees and shoot.
Yeah, because, you know, that's, you know, because, they, you know, people, they always, because you're not really, no one defending you, so you should set up and just shoot. But if you want to, you could just jump and shoot if you want. But players don't want to do that. Because I think they'll probably look ridiculous if they do.
Mm-hmm. Some people were weird free throw shots, like Jason Kidd throwing kisses, you know, when he was next to Jemima.
Yeah.
And
I've seen just a few players do it before, like jump and shoot at the free throw line in the past.
Hmm.
But it's like nowadays, everybody, you know, does a set shot.
Are you talking about old school stuff? Like,
oh no, you know, like recently, you know, 90s.
Hmm.
You know, I've seen players do it. I've seen players shoot free throw underhand. What's his name? Rick Barry, a long time ago. He used to shoot free throws underhand.
Hmm.
Like he was throwing a bowling ball almost. Like in those old school clips.
Or submarine.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you could shoot a free throw any way you want to, but I don't know.
Yeah. I guess people are, you know, more old school, you know, when it comes to that, because, you know, you got to bend your knees. You got to shoot and follow through with the shot.
Yeah.
And then make it have, like, that arc. So, like, if it, you know, if it's not, you know, so shoot an air ball, it can bounce off the, you know, hit off the backboard and, you know,
right.
Bounce into the rim.
Yeah.
But, I wouldn't mind taking this if we get LeBron. I mean, if we get LeBron and LeBron says, "Hey, Walsh, let's get this guy. You know, this guy's a good player, and he, you know, this person, you know, is a winner, or wants to try to win a championship, you know, with the Knicks. You know, I would be willing to take a shot. You know."
Yeah, he's got to want to come here, though.
Yeah, but we need LeBron.
Yeah, we've been saying that for months now.
We've been saying that for years.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows by now that we need LeBron.
Yep.
Whether he'll come here or not.
Yep, now it's all up to LeBron, you know, if he wants to come here or not. And I'm praying for a first-round exit, man.
Well, let's hope so. Right
now,
they're the best team in the East, I think.
Oh, yeah, they are. If LeBron takes the Cavaliers to the finals, I think he's gonna stay there. Especially if he loses, and I think he's definitely gonna stay there.
Yeah,
if he wins the title, there's some people who think, hey, maybe that'll make him feel, you know, free, and you know, make him be like, hey, you know, I accomplished my mission. Let me move on. But then again, I don't think so. I think you know, it would prove that the Cavaliers is a championship caliber team, that they could do it again. So I think he'd want to stay even more. So I think
if he wins a championship with the Cavaliers, I think he'll probably stay.
What was that?
I think if he wins a championship with the Cavaliers this year, he'll probably stay.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think anything other than like a first round exit, I think he'll stay.
Yeah.
For a second round, as long as if he don't make the finals, and if anything other than him making the finals, I think we have a great shot of him coming over here.
Yeah. That's why this summer, man, is gonna be big.
Yep.
And as the season ends, that's when people are gonna start talking.
Oh yeah. Before that, the NBA draft. And hopefully Utah won't win the lottery, because if Utah wins the lottery, then that means we would have won the lottery.
I doubt they'll win.
Yeah. Because Nets should win. I mean, they have the worst record, but then again, as the Celtics learned when they had Rick Pitino as their head coach, having the worst record doesn't guarantee you get the number one pick. And of course, Spurs won They won Tim Duncan in the lottery. And of course, as a Knicks fan, we definitely know how powerful and how dominant Tim Duncan is.
Yeah, I think the Nets are going to win the lottery.
Yeah, they should.
Not only will they win the lottery, they'll break the record for most losses in the season.
Yeah, if they do that, that should definitely almost guarantee their chances of winning the lottery. Hey, as long as Utah don't win, I'm fine with it.
Let's hope not.
But then again,
but even if they do, we can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's when that'll definitely increase the chance of superstars coming over there. Because if they get John Wall, which LeBron is, supposedly good, very good friends with, and he's, trying to mentor that guy, maybe maybe he might go to New Jersey, but
yeah,
I don't know. We shall see. The next month will be very worth watching. What LeBron will do.
Well, it all depends on where his team goes.
Yep.
In the postseason, how far they go.
And, of course, this past couple of spring training is going to, they're going to, in a couple of days, they're going to start the spring training game. What's your feeling about this upcoming season?
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the Yankees just won the championship last year. So the Yankees are ready to defend their title. And, some new changes to the lineup. You know, we lost Damon, we lost Matsui. But we added Granderson and Randy Wynn and Nick Johnson. We got Vasquez in the pitching rotation. It's going to be exciting. You know, you got Red Sox. They're much better than last year. They have Lackey. And they added Adrian Beltre to their lineup. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah,
as far as the Mets, go, I mean, they didn't really do much, but heard they're going to put Reyes, they're going to make him bat third.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I understand Manuel's logic with it, with Beltran. Well, Beltran, they're trying to, put one of their best hitters in the third spot, because ideally your number three hitter is your best hitter on the team. But me personally, I like Reyes in the leadoff spot, because when he's healthy, he's clearly the best leadoff hitter in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And by you taking Reyes out of that spot, you're taking out his strength, which, anytime he comes to the plate, he puts you in scoring position, or he could even hit a leadoff home run.
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, he was born to be a leadoff hitter, not a three hitter.
Yeah.
The three hitters are the guys that are, set up the cleanup hitter, and, three hitter takes a lot of walks.
Right.
It's a lot of home runs, drives runs in.
Yeah, right, would be the perfect guy for that spot.
Yeah.
And with Wright healthy, of course he got injured because he got hit in the head by a Matt King 95 miles per hour fastball. Other than that, he didn't have no protection because pretty much Reyes, Beltran, Delgado, pretty much everybody else on the team was injured.
Yeah, I mean, I remember at one point in the season where Castillo was in cleanup. I remember one game.
I don't remember that. I don't remember him hitting cleanup, but he might have. The way how bad that team was with after the injuries, man. And not to mention their fundamental blunders, And I'm still getting nightmares about that team. I mean, I'm one of the most optimistic Mets fans out there, but these last couple of years, I mean, man, I can't. I'm just in a wait and see kind of mode. Optimistic they'll be better, but I'm not predicting, you know, any Tinker Tape parades, you know, anytime soon. I mean,
yeah.
This year. Because, you know, the '06, I thought they were going to do it. And then '07, I thought they were going to do it again. But, you know, that was the first year of the collapse. And then '08, I'm like, hey, you know, we had the collapse. We were close. I think we'll do it this time. I think we'll surprise people. '08, 2 years in a row, we had the collapse. So then after the second collapse, it's like, man, I don't think we're going to have a third collapse. But it's like, now I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going to, you know, make any bold predictions. And then afterwards, we all know what happened in 09, the injuries, the last basical plays, the base running errors. You know, I was stunned by, you know, how horrible the season was. So 2010, you know, I'm just going to wait and see. They'll definitely be a lot better than this year. I mean, last year. But I'm not gonna make any bold prediction. Let's just say that they'll at least be a wild card team.
That's well, you did send it text message. I don't know if you were trash talking or not, but you were asking me who has the best outfield in New York City.
Oh yeah, right. No, I wasn't trash talking. I was watching. I think I was watching.
You wanted me to say the Mets though.
Well, I think the Mets. I was watching a Mets Hot Stove one SNY, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. You know, I just had an epiphany. I'm like, hey, you know, I think Mets do have the best outfield when healthy in the Yankees.
Well, on paper, the Mets have the best outfield in New York City.
Well, yeah,
you have to prove it on the field, you know.
Oh yeah, trust me, I know that. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. Fool me three times, man. Look at the past 3 years, man. 06 after the NLCS, you know, they blew a shot at winning the championship. 07, 08 was the two collapse. Last year was 3 years in a row that they've played horrible baseball. Sure, the 07, 08 teams technically have winning records, but they choked and they had a huge shot at trying to compete for a championship, being at least a playoff team, and they blew it. Those the two, you know, 07, 08. So
yeah, they gotta prove on the field that they have the best outfield. I mean, I know they got Jason Bay now, and he's gonna give them a lot of offense.
Well, yeah.
So you gotta see. You gotta wait and see.
That's the problem. That's like the only major. That's like the real major move that they did, you know, in the off season.
Yeah.
But you know they have some potential. I mean, they signed Escobar, but he's hurt. If he could, you know, get healthy, you know, he could be a good setup guy for them. Hiragashi, he's a guy in the he's a reliever from Japan who. You know, who could be, who knows what you're going to get out of that guy. He hasn't pitched in the majors, but, you know, he has potential to be good, you know, who knows.
And they're not bringing Carlos Delgado back, right?
No, Murphy is most likely going to win the spot. So it's a first base competition between Murphy, I guess you could say Ike Davis, but Ike Davis is who's the top positional player right now in the minor leagues.
Right.
And he's a first baseman. He has a small shot, but most likely he's going to be in Triple-A.
Murphy.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be, you know, Murphy or Mike Jacobs, but most likely it's going to be Murphy.
Yeah.
And I like the Barajas signing. I mean, he's like a imitation of Benji Molina, except he's not half the hitter Benji Molina is.
Mm-hmm.
But he does provide the pop that Molina also have, and he's a great defender. So hopefully that will help. Along paired up with Henry Blanco, you know, that will improve the pitching rotation after Santana, which is of course suspect.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this season.
I'm optimistic about the season, but I'm just gonna wait and see. They have a lot to prove, a lot to atone for these past 3 years. And hey, I'm gonna still root for the Mets. I'm pulling for them to shock the world.
Oh, there's a caller on the line. Well, hello.
Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Speak up.
Hello. Having the case of the phantom callers again.
Hello. Is that the producer calling? Is it?
Well, I'm not in the same room.
No. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the producer.
Hey, what's up?
Why weren't you speaking?
Oh, you said what?
Hello.
Why didn't you talk?
Because there's going to be a Boost Mobile commercial.
Okay.
It's like, you know those commercials where they be like, can't hear you?
Oh, okay.
Would you like to talk to us about?
No, I was just going to do one song challenge.
Okay.
A one what?
One song challenge.
The whistle challenge she's talking about.
The whistle challenge.
Only
on.
One song.
All right.
Okay,
so,
what song?
All right, fine. Choose what song. I don't, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Will, give us a song.
Oh, me?
Yeah, I can't think of any song.
You got anything? Okay, let me think of a song.
William's going to give an 80s song.
All right, let me try to think of one. Think of a song.
What about Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again?
Okay, fine.
You guys want to do that?
You sure?
Okay,
I was a big Britney Spears fan when I was 9 years old. You sure about that?
Okay, I can do it.
All right, I wasn't going to think of that song, but okay.
Okay, fine.
Here's the...
I got to get my lips checked.
Here's the official whistle challenge. Okay, let's do... All right, let me get a coin heads or tail. Let's make this fair.
Okay.
Does anyone want to go first, or do you want to do a heads or tail?
I'll go first.
Oh, no, we're going to do Oops, I Did It Again for whistling.
Yeah, bring in his Oops, I Did It Again.
Matt's going to lead off, and then you will challenge him.
Oh, all
right, right afterwards.
Okay, I don't know the whole song, but I'll try.
Okay.
Okay, let me go.
All right.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, all right, ready? Okay.
Are you ready?
Close the door, Will.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready to continue?
But this is a setup. I forget that line. I forgot
what
that line in the song.
What did you say?
I forgot the line in that line in the song that she was singing.
All right, we're gonna convey with the judges, which would be me.
Man,
we're going to deliberate. Okay, I conferred with the judges, which would be only me. The winner of the 2009 Whistle Mania Challenge goes to... the producer!
Okay.
Yay!
I, I gotta give up to you. You know how to whistle better than I do.
I just can't be so reaction.
Thank you.
I can't whistle for nothing. I gotta be honest. I can't whistle for nothing.
What did you say?
I can't whistle for nothing.
You're better than William. So.
That is true.
Yeah, well, let me see you. Let me hear you whistle.
You whistle that song?
Yeah, whistle that song.
Okay, I'll whistle it, but I won't have any viewers after this, after my little rendition. Oh, boy. Here we go.
I hope this isn't as bad as the Cha-Cha slide.
This is gonna be worse.
Of course, this is a serious show.
That's funny.
I think I'll retire. I appreciate retire.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, that was good. Hey, I was right. It was worse than the Cha-Cha slide, right?
Well, no, the Cha-Cha
slide. It's better than the.
The Cha-Cha slide was better, right?
No.
Nah, the whistling's best.
What do you say?
The Cha-Cha slide will be the worst thing we ever did. Ever. Nothing will ever top that.
Well, at least you guys both agree on something.
Yeah. I gotta give it up to the producer. She won this fair and square. So, give it up.
Thank you. Woo!
She is the best listener I've ever heard.
And producer, I want to give you an award. You want to know what it is?
What?
I'm going to hand one right now.
What? What was that?
I want the producer right now.
What are you saying?
Producer, are you there?
Are you still here?
Yeah, hold on.
Why, cut you off? Yeah. Yo, he was cut you off.
She beat me. That's what you get. Okay, producer's back.
Yes.
That's what you get for beating me in a whistling competition.
It was like 106 and Park Freestyle Friday. We have had a whistling competition on the show. He's trying to tie you for that technical difficulties.
I might have to whistle technical difficulties.
Any question, producer?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. I'll hang up on you again.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. That was fun.
Well, hey, I got to give it up to her. She beat me fair and square in the whistling competition. I can't whistle for nothing.
Well, you're better than me. At least you won second place.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't compete.
Yeah, you can't whistle for nothing.
Yeah, I can't.
I could have beat you.
Yeah, you could have. But,
Hey,
Well,
I was gonna say that from my show yesterday, you were gonna tell your audience today who you thought was gonna win between Shawn Michaels and Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Oh right, yes. Of course this is a rematch of the epic WrestleMania 25 match, and
I believe between Shawn Michaels with his career on the line versus Undertaker's streak, yeah, again, I think who's gonna win is I don't know, it could go either way because those two guys, Batista and Rey Mysterio might retire, but who I want to win is I want Shawn Michaels to win, even though I'm totally against, generally speaking, against the streak to end.
Mm-hmm.
But for selfish purposes, you know, being a Rock fan, I want The Rock to finally face Shawn Michaels, you know, when it's WrestleMania, preferably WrestleMania or SummerSlam or any event. But those two, surprisingly, have never, you know, faced each other one-on-one. So that's the only reason why I'm hoping that Shawn Michaels, you know, beat Undertaker, even though I'm one of the millions of people who want to see Undertaker streak, you know, him retire with the streak intact. But with this situation, I hope if Shawn Michaels do win and end the streak, I hope that means he will end up fighting The Rock.
I definitely want to see Undertaker's streak end at WrestleMania. I think he's been too long. He's been on the feed at WrestleMania. And who better than Shawn Michaels?
And, I mean, it is interesting to see how he's going to react, you know, if he loses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, will he be like Hulk Hogan, you know, against Ultimate Warrior, being a good sport and, you know, hugging him? Of course, on the screen, Hulk Hogan was a good sport, but with all the reports, you know, Hulk Hogan had a lot of power, you know, behind the scenes, and he was definitely against him losing.
Yeah.
But on screen, he was a good sport, and, you know, it'd be interesting to see, you know, what would happen if Undertaker lost.
I think Undertaker's a good sport.
Yeah, I mean, in real life he is, but I'm talking about, you know, like on screen. Is he gonna tombstone somebody, you know, after him losing? I think he'll bend down on his knees and do that, you know, that pose. He take out his tongue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. When he after he does the tombstone, he wins the match.
Yeah, and then he'll probably walk. You know, the person will give him a suit, and then he'll walk off. The fans will cheer for him, and then he'll turn around. Ever since he was American Badass, you know. He walks, he stands into the entrance,
mm-hmm.
with his back turned to the audience, turns around, and then he, you know, he lifts his fist up in the air. I think he'll do that if, you know, if he loses. Or if he wins anyway.
Yeah.
Probably to show respect to the Shawn Michaels if he beat him.
So you think this would be Undertaker's final match?
There's a lot of reports it is, and this guy is. There's been rumors for months that he's really badly hurt.
Oh.
And so I think it's very, very. I think we're close to the end of Undertaker's career. I mean, this guy has been wrestling since the Survivor Series 1990. Like,
been there for a long time.
Yeah, he's been wrestling for practically 20 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully, I want the streak to end if Rock faces Shawn Michaels. If not, then Shawn Michaels can retire. You know, he had a great career. I mean, he fought pretty much all he needs to fight, I mean, with the exception of The Rock. But, you know, we shall see. WrestleMania looks like it's going to be a real big one. And there's a rumor that Bret Hart's going to challenge Bret Hart. I actually won the WWE title, but we shall see. And, you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening, everybody. So thank you, Max, for coming on the show again.
No problem.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys again for being on the show. I'll see you next week, man. Come on, everybody.